Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Staying calm and centered when you're a parent can be tough. Add to it a child on the autism spectrum, which I know firsthand, and so does our guest, Alita St. James. We're thrilled to have you back. Alita, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. And yourself?
We're good. We're so glad to have you back. You know, this staying calm and centered in the midst of tantrums and the meltdowns and just the overall stress of the situation, I would love for you to share with our listeners your own personal experiences and then some tips to help us stay calm.
Well, it's really difficult. People don't understand it, and I'm sure you realize that out in the world. When your child is triggered and has a tantrum, it's not like a normal tantrum because anything can trigger it. So the thing that's really important is that you're always coming from a place of love and not shame and not a feeling like my child's out of control, what am I going to do? So I always take a deep breath, try not to take it personally, just know that there's a trigger in the child's mind that's going off, and my child has Asperger's, so there's times that he goes into Tourette's and starts cursing at me. And so coming from, you know, a typically developing childhood that I had, with the disciplines that I had, you know, your first impulse is to kind of, you know, have a knee-jerk reaction against that's not okay. But if you breathe and kind of get centered and lower your voice and just say, that's not appropriate, and when you calm down, we'll talk about it, and then leave the child alone so that you're not trying to negotiate with the child. You're not trying to say that, you know, punishment, we're going to take this away if you continue doing that. You're just letting the child relax so that they get out of the rev. And in the meantime, you're breathing and just sending that child love. And when you do that, all of a sudden, things start to stabilize much quicker than if you start to accelerate your sense of agitation because your child feels like it's out of control.
I think for some of us, like for people who are listening, and even myself, you know, I'm as you're saying that, I mean, I had a situation with my son the other day, and I'm like, I wonder if sometimes if that's easier said than done. But I do love that you said that in terms of like take a breath, because I think as parents are, like you said, our knee-jerk reaction is to like scream or to get on the defensive, right? Because it's we're triggering each other, I guess. So
totally,
what
that's
other
what
tip? Yeah. What other tip, other, you know, can you give me another tip, I guess, or give us another tip other than taking the breath? So take a deep breath, walk away, you know, is there anything
walk
else?
Walk away,
and I'm gonna do
let
this,
the child.
I think it's great.
Yeah, and then also you have to say to the child, when you calm down, then we'll discuss it. Because then you know that the child knows that they have a responsibility to calm down. So, for instance, my child was in the middle of a tantrum, and he said to me, because this was going on for an hour, he said to me, I have anger issues, and if you don't get me what I want and you don't tell me yes, I'm going to continue to, you know, go off. And I laughed, and I said, Gian, I said, you have anger issues, but no is no, and that's how it has to be. So sometimes you have to ride it out and just know that you're in control and that the most important thing is that your child knows that you love them and that you're in control, and no is no, and that when they calm down, you're going to be able to converse and go on with something fun to do. Now, I use a lot of meditation, and the quickest thing for me is I use light. So if you take a deep breath, and the light that transforms is gold, or any color that you're really drawn to, like royal purple, orange, and just breathe that in, and move into, I am loved, I am love, I am loving, so that you're connecting with your real power in the moment. Wayne Dyer was talking about how this child with onset childhood autism was totally, you know, cured by the time he was 21 years old. At 11 months, they found out this child was, like, off the charts, and they were saying that he was never going to recover. He was going to have to be institutionalized. His parents put him in a bathtub because he was banging his head against the wall. And, of course, this is all extreme. But you can have compassion for it when you've been through small portions of that kind of a tantrum and just gave him love round the clock with teenagers, like every 7 hours they have a new teenager, that was just loving that child. And by the time he was like a year old, he actually started to look and to start to change. So when you understand that it's love that heals, then you're loving yourself as well as loving your child. Another thing that's interesting, Lisa, I don't know if you experience it, but a lot of parents feel guilty that what did I do to create my child having ADD or autism or Asperger's or ADHD? And that guilt alone can create a lot of turmoil in a parent's soul and heart. And just
know it's interesting.
That,
I haven't had the guilt, but what you're saying makes so much sense about the space and the love. I always tell my daughter, you know, how much I love her and that she's loved. And when she's getting upset and I just, you know, she'll say, she'll be like, "You're the worst mother ever." And I know
ever.
She doesn't mean it. So I'll just be like, yeah, I'll just be like, "Okay, honey, that's fine. You just, you know, just have your feelings." And then I'll go downstairs and wait. And if I let it get to me, I would be totally depressed all the time. But you can't.
Right.
I just I know that she doesn't mean to, right? It's just she gets out of control. But it's tough when it's like day after day and with school.
Oh, I know.
Because she has a really hard time with school, right? Ugh, it just gets even worse.
But you know what, Lisa? What I'm doing is naturopathic medicine and finding what the child, what Gian is allergic to, and it's made such a big difference for him. Like, he's allergic to chlorine in the water. So now I have a chlorine filter. Like, every time he takes a bath, he's allergic to it. He's allergic to corn. There's corn syrup in almost everything, even in the gummies that you give the children for their vitamins. There's corn syrup in it, so he's allergic to
everything.
He's allergic to dairy. So as soon as I took him off the foods that he's allergic to and started him with this naturopathic drops to help the allergies, he's calmed down. It's really amazing.
I need to do that.
His fuse is much, you know, he doesn't go off so fast. And I think that's a really big key for a lot of parents to start to look at the nutritional elements, like what is my child deficient in? And you can do stool. This is the most important thing. The problems with all this stuff that's going on right now starts in the gut. There's not the probiotic bacteria that we really need. And so the child, in whichever way you can get it down, because that's one of the problems I have with Gian, he doesn't want like anything, and he doesn't want to take anything. So I have to camouflage it. So I'm up in the morning, you know, making my brews and putting it in his, you know, orange juice, just in a little so that he doesn't have more than 25 grams of sugar every day, to mask the probiotics and to mask the different drops in the naturopath and to put certain vitamins in there so that his nervous system is calmed down. And once that has been in place, and I've done that, say, just with the naturopath for the last 4 weeks, I've seen an amazing difference. And the probiotics.
I need to bring my
special
daughter.
Probiotics that go after the candida. Because most of these kids have a lot of yeast in them. And the yeast is the thing that gets into the brain and then causes all the toxicity in their body. And the thing I've noticed the most is that they can't eliminate like we do. When we take a toxin
it's
the natural elimination process. For them, it backs up on them, and then it creates inflammation, and all of a sudden you have a tantruming child.
It's very fitting. It's very fitting, Alita, because we're out of time, unfortunately, for today, but it's very fitting because this month our sponsor is BioK, and they make a probiotic that's researched, and so I love that you even brought it up. But we are out of time today. Well, of course, we're going to continue this conversation by having you back on. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Lisa.
You can find out more about Alita at Alita St. James at her website. You can also follow her on Twitter at Alita St. James. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.